Live from KQED News, I'm Brian Watt in San Francisco, where officials say they have a new plan to move unhoused people into subsidized housing faster. KQED's Sydney Johnson has more.
The city's Department of Homelessness and Supportive Housing says going forward, it will allow some people to move from the street into supportive housing first, and then complete the necessary paperwork after. The department admits getting into city-subsidized housing often requires a tedious application process that can keep people on the streets for longer than necessary or deter people from applying altogether. The city says it already housed 7 people in September with the new approach, and that there are currently hundreds of vacant units ready to move in. I'm Sydney Johnson, KQED News.
The Santa Clara Valley Transportation Authority Board plans to vote tonight on whether to allow 200 units of shelter for people experiencing homelessness on agency land in North San Jose. VTA employees have come out against the plan. KQED politics correspondent Guy Marzorati explains.
Haniyeh Borjrakan was one of the employees who told the VTA board last month that homeless housing at the transit yard could threaten
the physical and emotional and psychological security of the employees.
But San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan, a VTA board member, says the empty land is the perfect place to put tiny homes donated by the state government.
We have the opportunity with the 200 units from the governor to immediately move 200 people out of tent encampments.
The board could also consider splitting the homes across multiple sites, which Mahan opposes. In San Jose, I'm Guy Marzorati, KQED News.
And I'm Brian Watt in San Francisco. Good morning.